Minimal melody for drum led tracks, for Pirate Radio Energy. Intermediate Ableton composition lesson. All right, let's build that classic late night Pirate Radio hook. Minimal notes, maximum identity. In drum led drum and bass, the drums and bass are the main characters. Your melody isn't a chord progression and it's definitely not a full lead line. It's more like a slogan. Two bars, 2 to 4 notes. Something you can hear once or twice and immediately recognize, even when the mix is busy. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a small system you can reuse. A two-bar motif that loops clean, a call and response approach so it doesn't get annoying, a stock Ableton lead sound that cuts through, and a simple arrangement method. Tease, drop, variation, reload. Plus, we'll make sure it lives in a proper mix pocket, above the bass, below the brightest tops. Step 0, foundation first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. You can go anywhere from about 172 to 176, but 174 is a great home base. Pick a key that behaves well for dark rollers. Let's use F minor. Now here's the rule. Get your drums and bass looping before you write any melody. Not later. Now. So you want a 2 to 8 bar drum loop that already feels like it could carry the track. Kick, snare, tops, whatever your groove is. And then a bass that's stable. Sub on the root often works, with a mid-bass rhythm if your style calls for it. Because the melody's job is to answer the drums, not compete with them. Step 1. Choose the melody's job. This is where people mess up by stacking too many rolls at once. Pick 1. You can make a hook, a catchy 2 to 4 note repeat. You can make tension. One note, but with automation and attitude. You can do atmosphere, a dub chord stab with space. Or a counter rhythm, not so much about pitch, more about where it hits in the bar. For drum-led tracks, the most reliable is a 2 to 4 note hook with a strong rhythm. So that's what we're doing. And one coaching note right here, aim for recognition, not development. You're not trying to evolve the melody. You're trying to make it identifiable. If you feel tempted to add more notes, try removing one and making the remaining hits more intentional through timing, swing, tone, or space. Step 2. Write a two-bar motif that loops clean. Create a MIDI track and name it Pirate Lead. Make a two-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16th notes. Now do this in the correct order. Rhythm first. Pitch is second. In DNB, the snare is usually smacking on beats 2 and 4. Even if your drums are busy, the snare is basically the crown of the mid-range. So you want your lead to live in the gaps around that snare, especially early in the arrangement. Here's a rhythmic template you can copy. Bar 1. Hits on 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.3, and 1.4.2. Bar 2. Hits on 2.1, 2.2.3, 2.3.3, and 2.4.2. Keep the notes short. Think 16th to 8th note lengths. Then add one longer note at the very end of bar 2. That's your loop glue. It makes the repeat feel intentional instead of like a machine restarting. Now pitches. We're in F minor, so safe notes include F, AB, BB, C, AB. To keep it Pirate Radio simple, choose 3 notes max. Let's pick F, AB, and C. Root, minor 3rd, and 5th. That's sturdy, dark, and instantly readable. Map the rhythm onto those notes with a simple idea. Start on F for stability. Use AB as your flare note. That's the character hit. Use C for that strong anthem feeling without getting too musical. A working example for two bars could be bar 1, F, then AB, back to F, then C, bar 2, F, AB, C, and then hold AB on that longer final note. And here's a really useful mindset. Choose a home note and a flare note. Your home is usually the root or the fifth. Your flare is the minor third, the fourth, or the flat seventh. Most hits land on the home note, and the flare shows up like a tag. That's how you get a hook that loops without wearing out. Step 3. Build the Pirate Radio lead sound with stock devices. We're going for something that cuts through, but doesn't turn into a trance lead. Think restinged whistle. Focused. Slightly dirty. Like it could come through a transmitter. Load operator. On oscillator A, choose a saw wave. Pull the level down a bit, somewhere around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Give yourself headroom. Then add a little bite with oscillator B. Use a sine or a saw. Keep it low and tune it up 7 semitones. This is subtle harmonic support, not a second lead. Enable operator's filter. Choose LP24. Set frequency around 1.8 kHz to start. Anywhere from about 1.2 to 2.5 kHz depending on brightness. Resonance around 20 to 35%. Add a touch of drive only if it feels too polite. Now shape the amp envelope so it speaks like a hook, not a pad. Attack. Super fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds, decay, around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain, low, 0 to 20%, release, 80 to 180 milliseconds. Now the device chain after operator. Add saturator, soft clip on, drive around 2 to 5 dB. Then trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Add auto filter after that as a high pass. Use HP12 and set it around 150 to 250 Hz. This is non-negotiable. You want this lead out of the sub and mostly out of the low mids. The bass owns that. Add echo. Keep ping pong off for a more centered, broadcast vibe. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Mix. Subtle. 8 to 18%. You want presence, not a wash. Add a small, dark reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit stays upfront. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. Mix 6 to 12%. At this point you should have something that feels like it's sitting on top of the groove, not floating above it. Quick extra teacher trick. Stereo strategy. Keep your dry lead mostly mono. Drop a utility on it and set width somewhere like 0 to 30%. Let the width happen in the echo and reverb instead. Mono core, wide reflections. That's how you keep the hook punchy and centered in a club mix. Step 4. Make it feel alive without adding notes. Minimal melodies get repetitive fast, so we add motion, not complexity. First, subtle pitch gestures. Open your clip envelopes and find pitch bend. Add a tiny fall at the end of phrases, like minus 10 to minus 30 cents. Or do a quick scoop into the first note, up 20 cents back to zero over about 50 milliseconds. Keep it on the edge of perception. If you clearly hear bending, you went too far. The goal is attitude, not a guitar solo. Second, filter automation. Automate your filter opening across sections. In the tease or intro, keep it more closed, maybe 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. On the drop, open it up to 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. On breakdowns, close it again. That's an energy ladder using tone instead of extra notes. Third, rhythmic gating with outside chain overkill. Use autopan as a tremolo. Phase set to 0 degrees. Shape pulled towards square for a choppier feel. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 15 to 35%. This gives that chop transmission vibe, but stays tight. And one more detail that's huge in DNB. Micro timing. Before you write more notes, try nudging just one hit a tiny bit late. 5 to 12 milliseconds. Suddenly it feels spoken instead of sequenced. Groove pool at a low percentage can do this too, but manual nudging is often faster for one-off attitude. Step 5. Lock the melody into the drum pocket. Snare gap rule. Your snare is the loudest mid-range transient. If the lead declares right on top of it, you'll lose punch. So do two things. 1. Arrange your rhythm so you're not sustaining long notes across snare hits, especially in the main groove. 2. Light sidechain ducking, but only a touch. Put a compressor on the lead and sidechain it to the snare group, or the drum bus if you have to, but snare is cleaner. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't EDM pumping. It's just making a small pocket so the snare stays king. Extra mix discipline tip. Frequency handshake with the snare. If your snare has an aggressive ring around, say, 1.5 to 3 kHz, put an EQ8 on the lead and dip that exact frequency by 1 to 3 dB with a narrow Q. That tiny notch can make it feel like the snare and lead are glued instead of fighting. Step 6. Arrangement. Tease, drop, variation, reload. Minimal hooks work best when you treat them like an MC. Say the line. Leave space, repeat it. Here's a 64-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 16. Intro, pirate tease. Start with hats and perks. Bring the snare in around bar 9. Bass is filtered or absent. Melody appears only in the last 4 bars of this section. Filter down, lots of space. Think foreshadowing, not full statement. Bars 17 to 48. Drop, main roller. Full drums and bass. Now the big move. Don't play the motif constantly. Use a simple call and response by muting it every other 2 bars. So bars 17 to 18, motif on. Bars 19 to 20, motif off. Let the bass talk. Repeat that feel. Your track breathes immediately. Around bar 33, introduce a variation, but stay minimal. Same rhythm, change just one note. Or keep the notes identical and change the register for a moment. Bars 49 to 64, switch or reload energy. Strip the drums for 2 to 4 bars for a fake out. Bring the melody back in filtered and echoed, then slam back into full brightness. For extra hype, you can lift one phrase up an octave for four bars, especially the last hit of bar two. It reads like MC hype without turning into a new melody. And another coaching trick, don't let the lead declare on bar one every single time. Sometimes start the motif with a rest, or start it from the second hit. The brain still recognizes it, but it stops feeling like a ringtone. Step 7. Quick variations that stay minimal. Variation 1. Same notes, different register. Duplicate the clip. Keep one in your main octave, like around F4 to C5. Then drop the other version down 12 semitones for 4 to 8 bars. Instant darkness. No new notes. Variation 2. One wrong note as a spice hit. Once every 8 or 16 bars, add a super short chromatic neighbor. In F minor, a quick E natural leading into F works great as a 16th note grace note. Keep it quiet. This is tension flicker, not harmony change. You can also do motif rotation. Duplicate the clip and shift the starting point later in the pattern so the emphasis changes, while the material stays the same. It's a sneaky way to make turnarounds without composing anything new. Sound design bonus. The transmitter trick. Create a return track called radio. On that return, put a band pass auto filter, then saturator, then a very light redux, then utility in mono. Now automate the send from your lead so it only hits the radio return on phrase endings, like the last hit of bar 2 every 8 bars. That turns your hook into a broadcast event, like a station ID bursting through, instead of a constant effect. Mini practice exercise. Make one drum loop and a rolling bass pattern. Keep them simple. Write one 2-bar motif using exactly 3 pitches, F, AB, C. Duplicate the MIDI clip twice so you have 3 versions. Version A is dry and tight, minimal effects, mostly mono. Version B adds movement, tremolo and a slightly more open filter, plus a bit of velocity variation. Version C adds one variation note or a register lift, and a delay throw at the end of bar 2. Arrange across 32 bars, bars 1 to 8, A as a tease, bars 9 to 24, B as the main drop feel, bars 25 to 32, C as the switcher reload, and the final check that tells you you're doing drum-led composition correctly. Mute the melody. Does the groove still work and feel like a track? If yes, perfect. Now unmute it. Is it instantly recognizable within one or two repeats? If yes, you've got Pirate Radio energy. Minimal notes, maximum identity, and the drums still run the show.